I am so excited because I get a chance to hear this lady every single weekday at 6 a.m. Multi-Grammy, Dove, and Stellar Award winner, singer, songwriter, author, and our morning show host, Erica Campbell. How are you?
I'm well. How are you? That sounds like somebody that's really busy.
Somebody who is huge busy. I get a chance to, follow you on social media as well. And how are the kids and Warren?
All is well. Everybody's doing good. We are getting ready to go into this new building. We are raising money for the California Worship Center. So I'm excited about that. My daughter's graduating high school.
Get out.
So yeah, life is full. Life is full.
Absolutely. And then on top of that, that rocking performance of the Black National Anthem during the Super Bowl with your sister.
Oh, man. Just life-changing.
Full
circle moment in Inglewood, where I'm from, where I went to church and went to school and lived most of my life. Just a total blessing. And the Rams won.
Yes, on top of everything else.
Listen, it got better and better. The whole day just kept accelerating and getting higher and higher. I loved it.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. And you guys did such a wonderful job. I got chills and I watched it back because my sister missed it, so I had to have her watch it. Got chills all over again. Yeah, that was just beautiful. Well, you have a lot going on. Like you said, you have the book that is out now, More Than Pretty, doing the soul work that uncovers your true beauty. You can get that. But yes, I'm really thrilled because you just dropped a brand new song.
I did. Positive. I'm excited about this song. I wrote it during the pandemic because it was a choice. Being positive is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Choosing to think up and live up and be up is something you make a decision to do every single day. Not because everything is good, but you believe it's going to be good.
Yeah.
So much so when I'm not having a good day and somebody asks me, are you all right? My answer is always no, but I will be. Because I believe that truly, truly, truly in my soul. So I wanted to do a song that allowed people to really say that and sing that, because you can change your mindset by what you sing and what you say.
Absolutely.
Feeling sure, feeling clear, feeling positive. Yes, sir. Positive.
Erica Campbell's brand new song, Positive, on the Detroit Praise Network. I'm on the phone with Erica right now. And I love the idea that, you know, you wrote this during the pandemic and everybody who was positive for COVID, that was a bad thing. But this is not a bad thing. Being positive is not a bad thing ever.
It's not. I don't think heaven changed its mind about the word positive.
Come on.
So let's focus on what's good. The scripture says it this way. Think on these things. Whatsoever things are pure, lovely, of good report. You know, if it be any virtue, if it be any praise, I know I'm leaving some out. But the scripture says think on these things. Our mind. So keep us in perfect peace if we keep our mind stayed on him. So there's some clear scriptural principles behind this song and this theme of helping people just be better mentally. You know, mental health is a big issue.
It is. I had a pastor growing up. He ended each service with that scripture. So in my head, I would hear that scripture, it just brings back those positive vibes. Also, growing up in a little church and hearing that scripture at the end of every Sunday service.
Wow, I love that.
Fantastic. Well, I am also excited because we're going to have some guests at this Positive Me brunch with you on Saturday.
Yeah. So I'm so excited. People can still get tickets. There are some VIP tickets where we can have a personal FaceTime moment and just kind of chat it up a bit. I've got a cool T-shirt available, and we're going to be in my kitchen cooking up, talking with Tina and some other celebrity guests. So for those who love the Marys, you'll see us together. Talking about being positive and making the choice to be positive. Well, I'll show you how I get down in the kitchen.
All right, come on. We don't get a chance to see that part very much, so.
I know. I'm excited about it.
That's cool. I like the idea. And again, just getting back to the word positive, I think that so many people have had so much happen to them over the last 2 years. It's kind of hard. And making that choice to be positive is a mindset.
Yes, I tell people that COVID didn't catch God by surprise. It caught us by surprise, mm-hmm. but it didn't catch God by surprise.
Amen.
God is not going, what do I need to do next?
Mm-hmm.
So we need to make sure that we have the mindset that we can receive all that God has for us, even in this season, right? that we are speaking life and declaring that God is still taking care of us, that our families are still safe. You know, a lot of people got really blessed during this pandemic, started businesses, got married, had babies. So, you know, we need to make sure that our mind is in the right place, because that's where the enemy loves to work most.
Absolutely.
On our thoughts and what we think.
Yep, that's very true.
What to think on if there was an alternative. You know, the enemy wants your mind. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and he starts with your mind.
Yeah, absolutely. And our kids and our other family members as well. And we have to recognize that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I'm excited for what's coming up with Positive and the Positively Me brunch that's happening on Saturday. And how do we get a hold of the brand new single?
The single is available on March the 18th at midnight. So you can get it if you need it Thursday night. You can't wait till the morning, you can get it Thursday night. It goes live on all digital sites and you can pick it up. I'm so excited. I really think this song is going to bless some people. It's going to be the anthem for the summer. That's what I'm saying.
I like that. Let's claim it together, because we need something like that right now.
Absolutely. And what you sing and what you say affects your environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Absolutely.
You listen to music that's hope-filled and uplifting and joy-filled, that's what you're going to experience in your environment. But if everything is sad and down, you got to intentionally, purposefully be positive. I'm actually doing some positive challenges, a 21-day positive challenge, where every day we're going to challenge ourselves to do something for someone else, to do something, to watch something positive, to listen to something positive, to, you know, just to change some things. And you can change a lot by changing your actions.
It's so true. And I'm going to join that challenge with you.
I love it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And the new album is slated to be released this fall. And I look forward to listening to you every single day right here on the Detroit Praise Network. First Lady Pastor Erica Campbell.
Absolutely. It's all love. It's all family. Thank you so much, Randy.
Thank you. Love you, sis.
I love you too. Bye-bye.